Congressman Marsha Blackburn is blaming the Drug Enforcement Administration for not speaking up if legislation that she co-sponsored is causing such a problem. An investigation by 60 Minutes and the Washington Post highlighted her role in a law that made it tougher for the DEA to regulate opioids. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Former DEA lawyers told 60 Minutes that legislation backed by Blackburn made it virtually impossible to suspend shipments of opioids that looked suspicious, like way too many pills going to a pharmacy in a tiny West Virginia county. After the story came out, the Brentwood Republican acknowledged there could have been unintended consequences. But at a congressional hearing responding to the investigation, Blackburn pointed the finger at the DEA. She said a formal update about how the new law was working out is 6 months overdue.
You've heard the frustration with this panel for not getting information we need from the DEA. So we're adding this to the list. Where's the report? What's the status of it? When should we receive it?
Blackburn also forced those who testified to say explicitly whether there are any statutes currently preventing them from responding to the opioid crisis. No one said yes, but the representative from DEA did imply his agency wanted improvements to the law in question. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.